Your Excellencies, Madam Chair, heads of states and leaders, ministers, heads and representatives of various organizations and donor agencies, delegates, ladies and gentlemen. Madam Chair, 2009 may well be recorded in the UN history book as the year of unheeded pleas, because never before has such an overwhelming convergence of crises been inflicted upon the development world as we have witnessed over the past year. The crippling prices of food, fuel, transportation, which are so steadfastly resolved to battle, which we so steadfastly resolved to battle in 2008, became settled this year with the added weight of a global economic and financial crisis that impacted even upon the smallest of our economies. Alarmingly, in a matter of hours, the contagion threat of swine flu effortlessly crossed borders, imposing upon our strategic planning, thrusting additional costs and barriers against already struggling infrastructures, and forcibly engineering a place within our cautious mindset. As we near the close of 2009, it is astonishing that we are still finding new ways to articulate and plight the plight of the world's poor and starving population. It's almost as if we have become too accepting of the word hunger and must keep reinventing the language as fallback position, instead of really just getting on with the job of reversing the catastrophic conditions of so many lives. We now come together with urgency again, mobilized and armed with yet further pleas for relief from disaster and further pleas for funds and other resources to be linked to the immediate action plans. Perhaps at this global forum, at this particular time, the tune of these pleas will begin to sing for the better, for the sake of those most in need. In the Pacific region, our security has clearly been put to notice by the recent spate of earthquakes and one devastating tsunami which took many lives from three of our island nations. And the vulnerability of small island development states looks set to worsen over the course of the next several months as the adverse weather phenomenon El Nino reaches across the equatorial seas. Our fears are that this current cyclone season will soon be peppered by a series of threats, more intense, more frequent, more destructive than even the five cyclones in the 5 weeks recorded in the waters of the Cook Islands in 2005. Vulnerability to weather extremes continues to be shaped by the ongoing impacts of human-induced climate change, now topping the list of urgent pleas from part of the developing world. In short, small island developing states pleading for their very survival, as we do not want these critical pleas to go unheeded. The Cook Islands and many nations are under enormous pressure to contend with adaptation measures, including the need for extra funds to secure food production in a changing environment. Our budgetary commitment for agricultural development and investment have already been under fresh review, and new burdens are now anticipated as we investigate the establishment of adaptive species in crop growing. Security of food is the security of a nation, but each step we take towards improving seems to be tempered with the realization that additional costs are not far behind and moreover beyond our control. National progress may therefore continue to be slow, but there are signs of steady improvement as we get smarter about maximizing land usage, stimulating farmers with attractive end results in organic and healthy soil policies, and bringing more cohesiveness to marketing produce. I'm pleased that FAO will continue to be a key player in delivery of expertise when needed and in the distribution of assistance across the national sector in cooperation with government and other stakeholders. A resurgence of agricultural activity is a genuine need in the Cook Islands, and though our initiatives may be modest, they are showing how the building must start now to revitalize broad action. The Cook Islands join its colleagues in the Pacific and small island development states to help amplify these concerted calls for action at this World Summit, to help support Director General Jacques Diouf in engaging the necessary partnership, and to help FAO reignite fresh ideas and energy to drive the flow of benefits to where it is required most. Thank you, Madam Chair.